I have just launched my first course and it's called Take Control. And it's basically the system that I went through when I was 21 and I had my awakening. It's the same system that I've done for my parents and close friends and family members. And it's changed their life. Individual steps that we don't see as much, but when you put it together as part of a life that you have to maintain and manage, it's life changing. So check out the course. And if you feel inclined to buy it, buy it. I reckon that it will really change your life if you're going through a spiritual awakening, because I once was, and these steps changed my life. So if you go to talkwitholiver.com and you'll see that my course is there, it's called Take Control. If you buy it and go through it, reach out to me on Instagram and socials and let me know how you get on and what you thought of the course. So if I could ask a massive favour from all my listeners, upon looking at my stats recently, it has occurred that out of a very humbling 730,000 downloads since I created the podcast back in 2019, that only 10% of you that listen have actually followed and subscribed to the podcast. If I could ask a massive favour from you all that listen, if you wouldn't mind just hitting that follow and subscribe button, it would mean more than you can imagine, and it really does help the show grow and help reach more people in more ways than you and I can even imagine. The bigger the podcast gets, the bigger the guests get. And my aim is to grow the show big enough that I can reach out to amazing people like Russell Brand, Joe Dispenza, Lewis Howes, Grant Cardone, Joe Rogan, and have deep, intimate and vulnerable one-to-one conversations with them. I want to speak to the human side of people to show we're all the same when you get to the core, regardless of how much money or fame you have.
They basically fatten the ducks up.
I chicken with a patty today.
I can't remember what they do, but it's something disgusting that I actually don't want to remember, but it's pretty brutal. And,
Christ, what have I done? I'm so sorry, guys.
I think they've settled down now.
Yeah.
They all think that they're getting, what's it called? Abducted.
Getting fucking raped by an alien.
They're like, oh no.
Oh,
it's the day. It's the day we've all been waiting for.
Chinese restaurant's like, right, we need more duck. We ran out of duck. Customers waiting. We need a lot of duck. Too many pancake roll, cucumber, hoisin sauce.
Is this up in space?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's on Mars. Got Chinese people on Mars.
Oh, I was watching like some weird alien documentary again, you know, because I find it.
Because jobless.
Do not keep away. No! Look, I just like to entertain myself with these kind of topics.
Oh, I love all this type of shit.
And I just remembered that they occasionally find like cows and stuff in fields that have been like laser incisioned and had like organs removed. Do you know about this?
No.
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 It's like a massive like phenomenon.
Continue.
That happens. Like along with, but they've lumped it all into it being like alien stuff, you know, like they've lumped it in with crop circles and other alien.
So crop circles aren't done by like farmers?
Well, I don't know.
Like just fucking about.
I have no idea. Probably some are.
Yeah.
Some are massive and unexplainable and said to contain, you know, like code or whatever, or like have different
landing
patterns
spots
that hold frequency and messages, and I don't know what. Like, I don't know. They seem, like a lot of crop circles seem very, very abstract to be done by a couple of farmers and a rake. But I don't know what kind of techniques they have.
The cows and the lasers.
Yeah, so they find like animals, just dead. You know, like in a farm, they'll discover that, you know, one cow is dead, and not only is it dead, it's had like organs removed, but the surgical accuracy, and the blood drained as well. Like, they've found animals that have just been completely drained of blood.
On farmer's land?
Yeah.
And it wasn't the farmer?
No. Like, on this documentary, there was this little old couple, you know, that were really sweet, and they were like, oh, I don't don't know what happened. They look believable.
It was moving yesterday and now it's dead. I don't know what happened. It's
unbelievable. I don't know whether they have some kind of, connections to weird people who would...
Uncle
and
A,
I don't know what
alien.
They would get from it as well. Like, do they get... They lose some of their cattle, right? So that's losing some of their money. I don't know whether...
Sure, I think I've read something about this. Yeah, like just finding loads of like animals dead, just like in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
almost like a wolf, like just took them all out or something. Or
it's been going on for, but that's the thing. They've had like they look to have the same kind of surgical procedures done, like to remove like one eye or like their liver or I don't know. And people are like, what the fuck? Bizarre.
Let's continue to walk.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Shall I piss off the geese again? Just for fun.
If you really want.
Okay, I'm gonna piss them off, ready?
I'm gonna stop you. They've all gone now. Oh no!
They're like, the alien's back!
I hear fluttering. You could be blinding me
now. Oh shit, I forgot about that.
That laser is probably refracting like a million times in that lake.
Fuck. Hey, you know, it's going under the water and up their fucking like body.
You know what? You've probably just caused like some kind of like alien looking like incision on them.
I've chopped the cow, like the cow in the field. I've like sliced them in half.
What?
You know, like the cows and the laser.
Yeah.
You cut them in half.
Yeah.
I've just like cut the ducks in half.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to find that duck tomorrow and they're going to be like, oh no, another one.
floating on the side. It's just the fucking duck in half. Where's the other half?
Another one. It's been drained of blood.
Where's its legs? His legs are found over there. Yeah. The news. Reported ducks halved in the lake.
Yeah.
Berkshire.
Yeah, and there's going to be Berkshire. There's going to be all kinds of like UFO enthusiasts like flying over with a little like Area 51 t-shirts, like all streaming into Bracknell looking for evidence, and it's just been you with a laser pen.
So when King Charles had his coronation, I went to Windsor.
Right.
And they had all like the projectors up.
Yeah.
And loads of people there.
Yeah.
And it was amazing because behind the castle, all that was going on. Katy Perry was there and all that type of shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, did you not see? Katy Perry, take that.
I did not see any of it.
Callum Scott, Katy Perry, take that. Lionel Richie. They all stayed in the castle.
Okay.
They all stayed in the castle. And then they had all the like TV stuff outside the grounds. And then all of a sudden, it was over. And it's like it never happened.
Didn't know KP was friends with the royals.
Well, I think, no, it's not that she's friends with it. It's that, you know, he wants to represent everybody.
Who?
The king. He wants to represent everybody.
Charles.
So he had Lionel Richie, because she's the older lot. Katy Perry, the young lot. they had five black singers in the choir at the actual coronation.
They have any Asians?
They were in the kitchen. no, but, like, they had everybody. And he's trying to cater everybody.
Greg.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like now. Nowadays, an advert has every type of person.
That used to be a thing. I remember, like, what was that thing? There was a children's program that covered all their bases in terms of political correctness. See, I'm trying not to say anything that's going to sound vaguely... not politically correct.
I don't give a shit.
I know.
I'm Chinese anyway. Just speaking about my uncle.
Yeah, I'm half Greek. I shouldn't even be here.
Okay, go back to Greece.
And half British, so Irish technically. But
you can come for Christmas.
I've come for Christmas.
You can come for Christmas. go on.
Don't know what.
Yeah, so the point is that We're so close to all this, what used to be power over people, and now it's completely done the opposite, which is now the king is serving everyone, whereas like even 600 years ago, it was we served the king.
I don't know.
They changed the script, sir, when he read his thing that he will serve the people. Whereas years ago, when the queen was ruled in, it said that they will serve her or something. Like they switched it.
Oh, really?
Something like that, to make it more modern.
Oh, to make it more modern?
Yeah, like rather than you will serve me, it was like, I will serve you.
Oh, that's cute.
Did you not see any of it?
No, I didn't see any of it. I mean, I had seen like a pre-coronation thing on the news. Was it on the news? I saw it somewhere before the Queen died. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's happening. So they must have known. I was like, I was over it long ago.
I found it interesting that 3 years ago, your mum said somehow she knew that the royals aren't going to last. This is before the Queen died, before Prince Andrew shit came out, before Harry and Meghan shit happened. Your mum said that they're not going to last. Like, how did she know that?
Yeah, we knew.
How did she know? She got an insider inside the palace or something?
No, it's just
intuition. Friends of the Queen's in waiting.
Intuition.
She was absolutely right. They are falling apart.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I was pretty sure as well. Because I don't know, we've all seen kind of like Prince William and Harry being a bit of a pickle because of, you know, Princess Diana and other things. I'm sure, yeah, Harry's been in the news before for being a ragamuffin.
So talk about, you know, patterns repeating, right, as you do. Obviously, mm-hmm. His mum died in the car accident. Meghan and Harry were chased by paparazzi in New York. And mm-hmm. It almost had an accident. It's like a full circle. Now, yeah. The reason why Harry's suing all the press and the newspapers is because he's getting the same bullshit, or Meghan's getting the same bullshit that... Meghan's getting the same bullshit that his mum had.
What was that?
So he's suing, so history doesn't repeat itself.
Yeah.
But history literally did repeat itself. And...
They didn't die.
No, they didn't die, you know, that they were close, but... What's your thoughts on, like, the inevitable of patterns repeating? Like, can you change the pattern, or is it just going to happen?
That's a big question, isn't it? I don't know.
Yes, I'll take your time. I've got 20 minutes left on the walk.
I don't know. I think some patterns maybe nearly repeat themselves, and then you notice them, and then you get a chance to, you know, break the pattern, maybe.
Like an alcoholic granddad. Is that the child also going to be an alcoholic?
Yeah, well, possibly, because it's learnt that it's to do with conditioning, isn't it? And I guess, like, the things that you fear as well have more of a chance of manifesting themselves because you're so focused on them.
Absolutely.
You kind of almost create them.
Absolutely. Today... You know, I've never checked my bollocks for lumps because I do believe that no disease can be in the body at ease. And so I either believe that strongly or I don't. And if I don't, then I'm no different to anyone else who's got a disease and there's nothing I can do. So I've never checked my bollocks. Checked my bollocks, found a lump, and then I did it. Looked online and looked at how a testicle is, and it's just part of the testicle. It's just part of the testicle. And then I thought, shit. Well, you got that shockening fear through you, like, should have left the gas on.
Yeah.
And I thought, energy just passed through my body, focused on my bollocks. The cells changed at that time, as you said, where I was focusing the negative energy, changes the cells.
That's too quick, though.
No, but I felt that, like, shit, I've left the baby in the car. You know, that feeling. But that feeling over time becomes, like, the norm feeling, and it changes the cellular structure. Looked online, it's just part of the bollocks. So, you know, if you focus on something... you're going to manifest it. Hence why I don't believe in actually checking your bollocks. Because if you truly believe that no disease can live in the body at ease, you're not going to be the happiest, healthiest human on the planet and then suddenly have a cancerous mole.
Yeah, but then, like, prevention is, you know, the best kind of thing. I think a lot of people that, you know, don't get checked up and, you know, deny any kind of thing going on in their body, they're more likely to be at greater risk. So my dad's got prostate cancer
right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not that advanced, and they've just kind of figured it out because they do a blood test. I think it's a blood test. They check the PSA level, which I'm not sure what that stands for, but basically if this level is really high, it suggests that you have cancer. So his was really high.
Do you think
he had done a test, like, 12 years ago, and they had found that level to be high, and they had said, be careful, you need to do this, this, and this.
What did they say you need to do? Like change diet or reduce stress levels?
Well, you can do all of that. You can reduce sugar, which will, you know, reduce the, like, the sugar feeds the cancerous cells. So you can do all kinds of things to reduce your risk. Or if it's to do with the prostate, then I guess you can start, you know, drinking more water or or drinking less alcohol. I'm sure there's lots of things.
So do you think this is as a result of his diet?
His, funny enough, his three other brothers, two of them have prostate cancer as well.
Same time.
They caught it quite late. Not late, as in cancer stage late, but late as in they were quite old.
10 o'clock at night.
They caught it quite late. So they were able to get treatment for it, and they've kept it kind of what's it called, at bay, really, over the years. So they haven't, luckily they're still alive, doing great, living fine. His other brother had other things, but probably had prostate stuff as well. I don't know if it's genetic or whether it's to do with see, this is the funny thing. Like, I start thinking, is it genetic? Is it to do with common things that they had in their environment growing up, maybe diet? Is it to do with, I don't know, repressed emotion? Is it to do with a lack of a father figure? Like, there's all these kind of